I have a special guest with me on the phone. Sheila Wilcox is with me. She's, I believe, the organizer of this fiddling contest coming up. Thank you so much, Sheila, for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
And yes, I am one of the contest organizers.
Great. Well, some listeners may know, but I love the fiddle. I actually would call myself a fiddler just recently because we have a new fiddling group in our town, and it just is so, so much fun. So I don't know. I think fiddling generates happiness or something. So
that's so exciting. Yes, I agree.
Now, first, I need to ask, are you a musician yourself? And how did you come to be involved in this?
Yes, I'm a violinist by trade and an orchestra teacher by profession. Played for many years with the Duluth Superior Symphony and play now with the Mesabi Symphony. And growing up, our boys took Suzuki violin lessons up here on the Iron Range and got interested in fiddling through their Sunday school teacher, who was the organizer of the Cotton Fiddle Contest. And so she talked the boys into entering, and they kind of got hooked on contest fiddling. And so when the Cotton School closed a little over a decade ago, and they had to give up their contest because there was no other venue in Cotton large enough to hold the event, I just said, boy, I just can't see this just die out, because it has such a great fan base, and the fiddlers would be so sad. It's kind of a thing that people come back year after year for.
Yeah.
And so, we just moved it up the highway, another 30 minutes up to Mountain Iron, and that's where it's been for about the last decade.
Wow. And then, does this attract fiddlers from all around Minnesota? And I know there's some from Canada.
Right.
Where is this?
So, this year we're expecting, folks from as far away as Arizona. And a couple of recent years we've had Canadian fiddlers actually win the whole thing. And since COVID, we haven't had the Canadian traffic that we normally do, which is unfortunate, but maybe, this year will be a year that some of them will venture back into
Minnesota. I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, and then, Florida and Ohio, and there's many states that don't have a state fiddling championship contest, and in order to go to the national old-time fiddle championships, you have to win a state title, and you have to be certified. So we are a certified contest, meaning the winners of our age divisions will advance onto nationals. And that's kind of a big draw for like neighboring states like Wisconsin or North Dakota that don't have their own state championship contest.
Huh. So that's exciting that our fiddlers have this opportunity so nearby. And it looks like you have different age. Like, what are the categories?
Yeah, so 12 and under, and our youngest fiddler this year is going to be 5.
Whoa.
And that individual is from Plymouth, Minnesota. And in our next category is called juniors. So that's called juniors. And then there's juniors, which is 13 to 29, and that's your high school and college age type category, and that is our most competitive category, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Then we have intermediate, which is ages 30 to, I'd have to look, sorry, I don't have it in front of me, it's maybe 50 or 55.
Yeah.
And then we have a senior category, so it's like 55 and over. And we have a non-fiddle category for guitarists or mandolin or viola or, something that's still a string instrument, but it's not actually a fiddle, which is really a violin. And then we have a fun category called twin fiddling, which you play sort of a duet with another fiddle.
And do people come prepared to do duets, or do you just volunteer? You say, I will do a duet, and then you have to make it work with whoever you're paired up with.
That happens a lot. They kind of meet at the contest, and they're like, hey, do you want to twin fiddle with me? Hey, what do you know? And they'll practice it a little bit with our backup accompanist, Tom Weisgerber. He's super awesome. He's from St. Peter, Minnesota, and he knows every fiddle tune ever played, it seems like, and he knows them all from memory. But at any rate, they'll just kind of meet up, and I'm playing with one of my students, and we're playing something that our fiddle club commonly plays when we go out gigging and things like that.
Wow. Well, and so people can also come just to watch, correct?
Yes. So it is open to the public for a very modest fee. And yes, it's just a fun, I liken it to some of the shows like, you know, America's Got Talent or The Singer or some kind of a, you know, one of those reality TV shows where they have like music competitions or just talent competitions. And so everybody in the audience kind of gets to cheer for their person. And our judges, we have three judges, and they're sequestered in an off-site room, and they don't get to hear the applause or the contestant's name. Yeah, it's that blind, sort of blind, you know, judging. And so they only get to hear the contestant number and what the pieces are that are going to be played. But the audience gets to hear all about each contestant, where they're from, and how many years they've been fiddling. And then they can, in their mind, they can have their favorites and see if their favorites, you know, in the end are what the judges felt were the best. And so at the end we have cash prizes. I think our top fiddle prize for the champion is like $300. And most everybody that wins a prize also gets a plaque, kind of a commemorative plaque.
Huh. And I'm sure the audience is incredibly encouraging for every contestant.
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, especially, you know, with the little ones, and they're so cute. And yeah, they're, yes, very, very, it's a special audience, people that love, you know, bluegrass and that type of music, kind of a niche.
Yes. I just think it sounds so wonderful. And it's in the auditorium at the Merritt School.
Yes. It is.
At 1 p.m. on July 22nd.
Yes, and we are just off Highway 169, so if you took 53 north to the range there, then turn on 169 and the school's
yeah,
kind of
I know
right
it's,
there.
It's not hard to find at all. And no, I would think, how big an audience generally comes to this? Is this a...
You know, it depends on how many other things are going on that day, and we have not had this contest in July before. We've had it in August, and we had some conflicts with the Minnesota Bluegrass Association festival weekend.
Okay.
We've had conflicts before with the St. Louis County Fair. We've had conflicts before with a bike race that's local to our area, and I think this weekend should be good because I don't know of a lot of other things going on. So we're hoping for a few hundred people.
Wonderful. And if there are fiddlers listening to this interview and want to sign on, is it too late?
No. On-site registration starts at 10:30, so they can just walk on, register, and we'll have packets ready for those people. And there is no fee to be a contestant. And same thing for their accompanist if they have one or want to bring one. We do provide one, and they don't have to use an accompanist. If they feel more comfortable just playing their tunes by themselves, that's fine too. But each contestant has to have a waltz, a hoedown, and a tune of choice, and they all have to be played without sheet music.
Okay, so you're playing three songs, no sheet music, mm-hmm. a waltz, mm-hmm. a hoedown, and a piece of your choice.
Yeah, so like a jig or something other than a hoedown, so a polka, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are the limitations as far as types of music? Like, who's to determine what is old-time fiddle?
Yeah, so there are lists. Various state contests have put out lists of, you know, what falls into each category. So we'll have a judges meeting at, I think, 12:15, and all the fiddlers that have questions about their tunes can ask the judges at that time. That's when I found out one year that I couldn't play my polka because it had pizzicato in it, and you can't do extended phrases with pizzicato, and there's certain other things that are considered trick fiddling that are not allowed, as well as medleys of songs that aren't allowed. So that'd be a good time for the contestants to ask the judges about their particular tunes that they're going to play and if they're appropriate.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. I'm talking with Sheila Wilcox about the 41st Annual Fiddle Championship, Minnesota State Old Time Championship, and this is happening at the Merritt School in Mountain Iron beginning at 1 p.m. There are six divisions from the U.S. and Canada. Thank you so much, Sheila, for sharing this with us. With questions, should I tell us who to contact if someone has a question right now that would like to
I think my contact information is available through our website, MesabiSymphonyOrchestra.org/fiddlecontest. So if you want to go there, there's an online registration is also there, so they could online register today if they wanted to.
Wonderful. And we are running out of time. Is there anything I forgot to ask you?
I think you covered it, and I'm so excited about your fiddle group there in Two Harbors, and hope to see some of the members maybe someday.
Yeah.
At the contest.
Maybe even this year. You never know. Thank you so much again, Sheila. You take care and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Sheila Wilcox, organizer for the Old Time Fiddling Contest coming up at the Merritt School in Mountain Iron.